Iranian delegation arrived in Baghdad on Tuesday, and the secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council is meeting with high-ranking Iraqi officials one day before the negotiations with the P5+1 countries start. The P5+1 countries include the United States, England, France, Russia, China, and Germany. The head of high-ranking Iranian delegation came to the negotiations with a message.
I heard some statements after the Istanbul meeting from some Western officials, and I want to warn them right here to pay attention to what they say and not to make a mistake in their calculations. Today we negotiate within the framework of cooperation in Baghdad based on inalienable rights of the Iranian nation. We are ready to negotiate for cooperation. When they say that the time for negotiation is coming to an end, I can tell them that it is the time of strategy of force which is coming to an end. Today it is a strategy of force which has not been successful.
The last round of talks between Tehran and the P5+1 group was held in Istanbul in January 2012. Both sides state that the Istanbul talks were positive. There they reached an agreement that the talks have to be based on three principles. The framework of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, NPT, that cooperation should entail reciprocal steps, and that talks should not take place under pressure and threats of use of force, but instead they should be based on goodwill and more cooperation. Experts say that Iran, a signatory to NPT, is a victim of double standard exercised by some Western countries. They believe Israel, which has several hundreds of nuclear bombs and has refused to sign the NPT, is the real threat. The P5+1 countries refuse to even talk about Israel's nuclear weapons.
I'm not here to discuss other countries. I'm here to discuss the E3+3 talks with Iran about their nuclear program. This is what this is about. What other countries may say, or what other people may say about other countries, is not what's on the table here.
In the time frame of P5+1 talks in Istanbul until today, EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton has traveled twice to Tel Aviv. Ehud Barak, Israel's defense minister, has traveled twice to Washington, and Yaakov Amidro, the Israeli national security advisor, has traveled to four EU countries. Such meetings have cast doubt on the goodwill of the P5+1 countries in these talks. In P5+1 talks with Iran in Geneva, better known as Geneva 3, the two parties agreed to talk in the framework of negotiation for cooperation on the common grounds. But some diplomats here say that the P5+1 countries did not honor the agreements reached at the talks. It remains to be seen if the P5+1 countries will this time honor the agreements that they might reach with Iran at Baghdad talks. Arash Khalatpari, Press TV, Baghdad.